When someone tells me they're from Massachusetts, now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that's still propped on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 25th. Today we are doing a follow-up to our highly requested health episode. But instead of focusing on emergencies or general rules, we are looking at how our bodies handle the modern world. We are going to talk about surviving the digital desk, recovering like a weekend warrior, balancing a diet when you rely on delivery apps, and the actual mechanics of a good night's sleep. Later in the hour, I will be hosting my 20-minute French segment, featuring some incredible French country and folk music. Let's get into it. Let's start with the reality of our daily grind. The digital body. Before we move on, let's listen to the first song track called Les Colloques. La rue principale.
Rien que 3000, puis la rue principale est devenue bien tranquille. L'épicerie est parti, le cinéma aussi. Et le motel est démoli, quand j'y retourne, ça me fait assez mal. Il tombe une bombe sur la rue principale, depuis qu'ils ont construit le centre d'achat. Une bonne journée, j'y retourne avec mon bulldozer. Puis le centre d'achat, il va passer un mauvais quart d'heure. On était juste 4000, pis la rue principale s'appelait Saint-Cyril. La coop, le casse-mort, la caisse-pop, le croque-mort. Et la magasin général, là, quand j'y retourne, ça me fait assez mal. Y est tombé une bombe sur la rue principale, depuis qu'ils ont construit le centre d'achat. Le centre d'achat. Le centre d'achat. Le centre d'achat.
Hello, welcome back. Let's start with the reality of our daily grind, the digital body. Many of us spend our days staring at screens. It's 2026. I am at my desk running some program or tweaking the 3D models in Autodesk Maya for hours on end. My posture inevitably collapses. We develop something called tech neck. For every inch your head tilts forward to look at a monitor, it adds about 10 pounds. Add the 10 pounds of the pressure to your cervical spine. The takeaway here is you need to reverse the curve. Every hour, do the doorway stretch. Stand in a doorway, put your forearms on the door frames, and gently lean forward to open up your chest. The second one is your eyes have muscles too. They get locked into a fixed focal length when staring at a monitor. Look out a window at a distant tree for 30 seconds every hour to let those tiny muscles relax. Protect your hardware, your body. Following up, let's talk about what happens when we finally step away from the desk. A lot of us are weekend warriors. We sit all week, and then on Saturday, we hit the tennis courts. We go for a massive cycling session. Or lift heavy weights. By Monday morning, you can barely walk down the stairs. That is called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. It happens because micro tears in the muscle fibers. The takeaway here is the worst thing you can do on a Sunday after a heavy workout is just sit on the couch. You need active recovery. Blood flow is what clears out the metabolic waste and brings nutrients to heal the muscles. If you played 2 hours of intense tennis on Saturday, take a light 20-minute walk on Sunday to keep the blood moving without adding stress. Movement is medicine. Let's listen to the second sound check I prepared. It's called Amamech by Paul Dahesh.
Réchauffe-moi, j'en ai besoin.
Toi, le vent de la mer, va-dire à ma mère combien je l'aime et comme elle est belle.Chanson, chante-la lui à son oreille.
Il se repose aujourd'hui où elle vécut avec lui
la plus grande partie de sa vie.
Il se lève.
Hello, welcome back. What a beautiful folk music of this song. I love it so much. Let's be real about food. In this section, we all know we should cook fresh meals every day, but life is busy. Sometimes you get home late, open, skip the dishes or Instacart or an order takeout. Whether you are grabbing a quick bowl of maize soba or ordering a massive hot pot spread to enjoy at home, restaurant food is engineered to taste good, which usually means heavy sodium and hidden oil. One takeaway here is you don't have to give up convenience. You just have to balance it. If you know you are having a heavy, high sodium takeout dinner, make your breakfast and lunch incredibly simple and water rich, like oat milk or fruit. The second one is ask for sauces on the side. A huge portion of the hidden calories and sugar in takeout is in the dressing or the sauce. If you control the pour, you control the meal. The next topic we are going to talk about is the sleep. Instead of just saying get 8 hours, let's look at the mechanics. Human sleep operates in a 90-minute cycles. You go from light sleep to deep sleep to REM, the dreaming sleep, and back up. If your alarm goes off while you are in the deepest stage of sleep, you will wake up feeling completely destroyed, even if you slept for 8 hours. That is called sleep inertia. One way we can do is to count backward in 90-minute blocks from your wake-up time. Aim for 7.5 hours, which is exactly 5 90-minute cycles. You will wake up at the end of a cycle feeling refreshed. Also, there is another note on energy. Caffeine has a half-life of about 5 to 6 hours. That means if you drink a coffee at 3 p.m. to survive the afternoon slump, half of that caffeine is still actively swimming in your brain at 9 p.m. Destroying your deep sleep architecture. Set a caffeine cutout time at 1 p.m. That can help us to have a better sleep. Let's listen to the next sound check. It's called Embark Mabel by Ken.
Fatigué d'entendre tout le monde me dire que les ivoires, gueuler avec les louailles. Je vais jamais t'entendre dire jamais. Ma vieille bourse m'appelle, viens donc faire un tour. On va parler fou, on va faire l'amour. Puis je te jure qu'on va vivre mieux.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are continuing our deep dive into everyday health. Let's talk about what is sitting on your desk right now. For a lot of us, especially students and office workers, it's coffee. We drink coffee to wake up and we drink tea in the afternoon and we wonder why have a headache by 4 p.m.There is a massive myth that coffee completely dehydrates you. That isn't entirely true. The water in the coffee does count towards your health, your daily fluid intake. However, caffeine is a mild diuretic.It makes your kidney work faster. If you are trying to write documents, study, or focus on a screen, your brain needs pure hydration to fire its synapses properly. Relying onlyon caffeine leads to a phantom dehydration. One everyday rule is the 1-to-1 ratio. For every cup of coffee or caffeinated tea you drink, force yourself to drink 1 full glass of pure water. Don't make it complicated. Keep a water bottle right next to your coffee mug. If you take a sip of one, take a sip of the other. 。Here is a health topic we almost never talk about unless we are singers, our voice. If you are a teaching assistant standing in front of a classroom, a professional in back-to-back Zoom meeting, or, well, a radio host like me, your voice is a physical instrument, and it gets tired. By Friday, many of us have raspy, tired voices. The worst thing you can do for vocal fatigue is something we all do naturally, cleaning your throat. When you make that ahem sound, you are violently slamming your vocal cords together to knock away mucus. Doing this repeatedly actually causes microscopic bruising on the vocal folds, which creates more mucus to protect the bruise, leading to a vicious cycle. The takeaway here is to stop clearing your throat. If you feel a tickle, take a hard swallow instead and take a sip of room temperature water. Also, you can avoid whispering when your throat is sore. Whispering actually puts more strain on your vocal cord than speaking at a normal supported volume. Speak normally, but speak less. Let's listen to the next song check called Les Trois Accords by Saskatchewan.
Tu vas voir.